Time now for today's segment in our series, Counterclocker, in which we explore things that go backwards. All this year, we've been exploring things that operate in the wrong direction. Tools, machinery, cultures, theories. People have been fascinated by what happens when you take something that normally goes in one way and you reverse that. In this series, we've taken you to the most backwards places on the planet. We took a dangerous high-speed drive down an interstate highway in a tractor trailer, and we've witnessed frightened hyenas who run backwards for miles. Today, it's music we turn to, and to help us understand how backwards is now hip, we turn to Chankri Kiddish of the music blog Speeding Bullet. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So music and backwards, what's the intersection here?
Well, you know, of course, how vinyl records have made a comeback recently.
We've covered it extensively.
So what you probably don't know is how these old records are being played and heard.
Okay. How are these records being played and heard?
It started at the club Consensual Toupee late last year, and they just installed a turntable, but somehow the polarity on the electrical current was reversed. And as a result, the turntable rotated counterclockwise, and it played fine, except for that thing of it being backwards.
And this caught on?
Instantly, the crowd loved it. Now it has become a hugely popular listening style. This is pure sonic texture. Plus, the very authoritarian view that a record should be forced to spin in a particular direction. I mean, that's so stodgy.
Yeah. She's saying people find a certain liberation from this idea that you can only hear the music in one way when they instead hear it backwards.
Let's face it, words are divisive. With this new sound, all that tension between people goes away. And it gives people a safe place, and that's important.
You know, Chankri, I just don't understand how this can actually be happening, since not all turntables can play backwards.
Well, you know, it is tough, but it's possible. So here's something a lot of people don't know. You can buy a turntable that plays from the inside to the outside of a disc. They're made in three former Soviet republics, and I see them pop up on Craigslist all the time.
You're clued in to what's cool these days.
So. And now you are too.
Thank you for that. How big is backward music these days?
Oh, this is wild. And just to give you a picture, this was the scene last weekend at the Swamp Poodle Shanty.
The dancing to that must be very kind of herky-jerky, I imagine.
It's amazing. You see a room and everyone is just doing their own thing, but it all comes together and the energy is amazing.
Chankri, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, in fact, this weekend in Portland, you can hear the band Octavio's Farm. They're performing this live, note for note, in concert.
Chankri Kiddish writes the NPR blog Speeding Bullet. Let's go out on another popular song, Burning Up the Backwards Turning Turntables. What have you got for us?
Well, here's one I especially dig.
This, of course, is the backwards version of What's My Name by Snoop Dogg. Next time on our series, Counterclocker, the story of a man who's reading War and Peace from back to front.